Question 2. Can you absolutely know that it's true?
If your answer to "Is it true?" is yes, ask yourself, "Can I absolutely know that it's true?" In many cases, the statement appears to be true. Of course it does. Your concepts are based on a lifetime of uninvestigated beliefs. After I woke up to reality, I noticed many times how people in conversations, the media, and books made statements such as, "There isn't enough understanding in the world. There's too much violence. We should love one another more." These were stories I used to believe too. They seemed sensitive, kind, and caring. But as I heard these statements, I noticed that believing them caused a stress and concern that didn't feel peaceful inside me. For instance, when I heard the story, "People should be more loving," the question would arise in me, "Can I absolutely know that that's true? Can I really know for myself, within myself, that people should be more loving? Even if the whole world tells me so, is it really true?" And to my amazement, when I listened within myself, I saw that the world is what it is, nothing more, nothing less. Where reality is concerned, there is no what should be. There is only what is, just the way it is right now. The truth is prior to every story. And every story prior to investigation prevents us from seeing what's true. Now I could finally inquire of every potentially uncomfortable story, "Can I absolutely know that it's true?" And the answer, like the question, was an experience. No. I would stand rooted in that answer, solitary, peaceful, free. How could no be the right answer? Everyone I knew and all the books said that the answer should be yes. But I came to see that the truth is itself and will not be dictated to by anyone. In the presence of that inner no, I came to see that the world is always as it should be, whether I opposed it or not. And I came to embrace reality with all my heart. I love the world without any conditions. Let's play with the statement, "I feel hurt because Paul is angry at me." You may have answered, "Yes, it's true. Paul is angry at me. His face is red, his neck is throbbing, and he is shouting at me." So there's the proof. But go inside again. Can you really know that it's you Paul is angry at? Can you really know what's going on inside someone else's mind? Can you know by someone's facial expression or body language what he is really thinking or feeling? Have you felt fear or anger, for example, and observed your own helpless, fearful emotions point the finger of blame at the person nearest you? Can you absolutely know what another person is feeling even when he tells you? Can you be certain that he is clear about his own thoughts? Have you ever been confused about who or what you were angry at? Can you really know that it's true that Paul is angry at you? To take it a step further, can you really know that you feel hurt because Paul is angry? Is Paul's anger actually causing your hurt? Might it be possible for you, in another frame of mind, to stand there in the full blast of Paul's anger and not experience it personally at all? What if you could simply listen, calmly and lovingly receiving what he's saying? After inquiry, that was my experience. Suppose your statement is, "Paul should stop smoking." Of course he should. Everyone knows that smoking causes lung cancer. Now go in deeper with the question, can you really know that it's true that Paul should stop smoking? Can you know that his life would be better or that he would live longer if he stopped smoking? Can you really know what's best for Paul on his life's path? Can you know that if Paul stopped smoking, it would be best for him or you in the long run? And I'm not saying that it wouldn't be. I'm just asking, can you absolutely know that it's true? If your answer is still yes, good. If you think that you can absolutely know that that's true, it's always fine to move on to question three. Or, if you feel a little stuck, you may want to try one of the following exercises.
When you think that it's true.
Sometimes you may not feel comfortable with your yes to questions one and two. You want to go deeper, but the statement you've written or the thought that's torturing you appears to be an undeniable fact. Here are some ways to coax your thoughts out into the open, to prompt new statements that can allow inquiry to go deeper.
And it means that...
A powerful way of prompting yourself is to add, "and it means that," to your original statement. Your suffering may be caused by a thought that interprets what happened rather than the thought you wrote down. This additional phrase prompts you to reveal your interpretation of the fact. Let's say you wrote, "I am angry at my father because he hit me." Is it true? Yes, you are angry, and yes, he did hit you many times when you were a child. Try writing the statement with your added interpretation. "I'm angry at my father because he hit me, and it means that..." Maybe you would finish the statement with, "and it means that he doesn't love me." Now that you know what your interpretation is, you can take it to inquiry. Write down the new statement and apply all four questions and the turnaround. "His hitting you means that he didn't love you. Can you really know that that's true?" You may come to realize that it's your interpretation of the fact that's causing you stress.
What do you think you would have?
Another way of prompting yourself is to read your original statement and ask yourself what you think you would have if reality were, in your opinion, fully cooperating with you. Suppose you wrote, "Paul should tell me that he loves me." Your answer to "what do you think you would have" might be that if Paul told you that he loves you, you would feel more secure. Write down this new statement, "I would feel more secure if Paul told me that he loves me," and put it up against inquiry.
What's the worst that could happen?
When your statement is about something that you think you don't want, read it and imagine the worst outcome that reality could hand you. Imagine your worst fears lived out on paper. Be thorough. Take it to the limit. Your statement might be, for example, "I'm heartbroken because my wife left me." Now ask yourself, what's the worst that could happen? Make a list. After each frightening scenario that comes to mind, imagine what could happen next. And then what could happen? And then what? Be a frightened child. Don't hold back. When you've finished writing, start at the top of your list and apply the four questions and turnaround to each statement.
What's the should?
A fourth useful prompt is to look for a should or shouldn't version of your original statement. If your anger arises from the belief that reality should have been different, you might rewrite the statement, "I am angry at my father because he hit me," as, "My father shouldn't have hit me." This statement may be easier to investigate. With the first form of this statement, "he hit me," we know the answer, or we think we know it. Is it true? Definitely, yes. We would stake our lives on it. With the rewritten form, "my father shouldn't have hit me," we are not so sure and we're more open to discovering another deeper truth.
Where's your proof?
Sometimes you're convinced that your written statement is true and you believe that you can absolutely know that it's true, but you haven't looked at your proof. If you really want to know the truth, bring all your evidence into the open and put it to the test of inquiry. If I believe that Paul doesn't love me, my proof might be, Sometimes he walks by me without speaking. When I enter the room, he doesn't look up. He doesn't acknowledge me. He continues to do what he's interested in. He doesn't call me by name. I ask him to take out the trash and he pretends not to hear me. When we do talk, he seems distant, as though he has more important things to do. Investigate each of your proof of truth statements using all four questions in the turnaround. Test your whole list in this manner and then return to your original inquiry. I'm saddened by Paul because he doesn't love me. Is it true?